Yeah, I know, for me, yeah, totally. Well, it's funny, we went, I've never been to Paul had never been to Vienna, but she and my elder and the underground from the city into the and and it moved off from 0 to 30 in 3 seconds, you know, 30 miles an hour. And I felt as if it was me. I was quite embarrassed. Oh, absolutely. We sit in the centre of Vienna. It stops. Hell wasn't bad. It was okay. Is the through many countries.
I think you've passed it back. No, not a lot of use that over, mate. You're breaking up too much. Anyway, see ya. Take care. GW4XD. All the best to the family as well.
Break. Mike 8, Papa Charlie Lima, checking access and standing by for a radio report.
You are in there. Audio's a little bit thin, but fully legible. GW4XDR.
Many thanks for that, my friend. I'm just demonstrating this to a friend of mine. Would you mind telling me where your location is? I'm in Bridlington on the East Yorkshire coast. Just a quick over.
I'm situated a few miles south of, as the crow flies, of Wrexham in North Wales.
Ah, very good. I'm originally from Anglesey. The name's Gary, and the QTH is Bridlington. Much appreciated coming back to me, my friend.
Okay, Gary. I was over in Anglesey just last week. We were on the campsite in my camper van with a couple of mates. We weren't in the same van, there was 3 vans. We were the shore summit campsite, overlooking the RAF Valley runway. We were there a couple of nights watching the aircraft and generally, well, you know, having a little drink, having a barbecue, like you do. Yeah, very nice. I hadn't been to Anglesey for a while. Anyway, there you go. Cheers, Gary. GW4XDR.
Yeah, tremendous. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Yeah, and yeah, I would love to have been at RAF Valley as well. One of my favourite places to be at. Cheers now. 73 is all the best. Have a nice weekend.
Well, I'll try my best, and you too. Ta-ra.
Oh, he's Gary off, G0OMK.
Yeah, did somebody call me, Mike 8, Papa Charlie Lima?
Well, short over got through. Tony, GW4XDR, G0OMK.
Yeah, good afternoon, Tony. I'm just showing this radio off to a friend of mine, so I can't really stop for a conversation with you. My apologies. Back to you.
Anyway, good day to you. What time is it? Well, it's afternoon, is it?
Good on. 73 is my friend. Cheers now.
Do you get that from me, Dave? G0OMK, am I working? GW4XDR?
You are. I wasn't sure if I was, so I just disconnected and reconnected again. You got me, Tony.
Roger.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking about you yesterday while cooking my evening meal, and I'm not sure if you're a big lover of this. I just guessed you might be. I made a corned beef hash last night, Tony, for the first time in so long. With an egg on top, fried egg on top, and beans on the side. Corned beef hash. Thinking of you.
Oh, you were thinking of that? Well, that must have been it. I was getting a little tingle, Dave. I love the stuff. Corned beef hash. Absolutely love it.
I had a feeling you might. I know we talk about food quite often together, don't we? We got quite a nice rapport going on what we both like. But it was just a guess. I thought, Tony would like this. But yeah, it was rather nice. Michelle's never ever had it before. I've never cooked it for Michelle. I can't remember the last time I cooked it, Tony, but it just came back naturally. I knew exactly what to do. And yeah, it was very nice. Okay. All right, Tony, I'll let you get away. I'm just getting ready to watch the Liverpool and Chelsea game on TV, over.
East of the Rhone. Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of corned beef, full stop. A regular tea for me one night in the week is the biggest baked potato I can find. Bang it in the microwave for a bit, then stick it in the air fryer. And cut it open, bit of butter, a bit of margarine there, and, you know, whatever it is. And then get a load of corned beef, stuff that in and around, and then put some beans on the plate. Absolutely cracking tea. And there's generally a bit left over for a butty the next day, Dave. How about that?
Well, that is a simple corned beef hash in a fashion, isn't it? Because that's the same ingredients that you would use, except mine's what I call a crispy corned beef hash. Because it goes under in the oven and it's cooked through, and then it goes under the grill, and I grate some cheese on top as well afterwards. But it goes crispy, my one, on the edges of the potatoes and so on. All right, good one, Tony. Right, I'll let you get away. Enjoy the weekend, mate. GW4XDR, G0OMK.
Oh, you're still alive then, Dave.
Well, I suppose it is, isn't it? Oh, yeah, cheese on the top, grated cheese, that's a must. That has to happen. I mean, talking about hash, just a bit of a story here. I'm talking a long time ago when I was a very young boy. And my eldest brother, who was 10 years older than me, I don't know what age he was at the time. Well, he bought me mum a pressure cooker. We used to have corned beef. We used to have potato hash with a top, you know, with a pipe crust on it and all that. Well, he bought her a pressure cooker. So that's great. Put it all in and put it on the stove and then left it. Well, when she come back to it, it was pepper in the ceiling because she'd not put the bloody weight on it, you know, to get the pressure up. Of course, it had boiled up, the pressure had increased inside and blew the tater rash all over the kitchen ceiling. It was a hell of a mess over.
Yeah, I can picture it, Tony. I forgot to put the lid on the blender. Yeah, okay, off it goes. Yeah, I can imagine, Tony, a bit of a mess. I think, I forgot his name now. It's been so long. Somebody else jumped in with a comment. So, Sheriff of Nottingham, what's your name again?
It would be there, Dave. I'm glad you're still alive anyway, G5SC. I'm glad you're alive. Back to you.
Yeah, I've still got a pulse and a heartbeat, Stuart. Sorry, your name just disappeared out of my head for a second there. I should have known it, shouldn't I? It's a nice to hear. What was your comment with the hash, the corned beef hash, Stuart, over?
Personally, a corned beef hash to me is a stew base with gravy, potatoes, carrots, peas and corned beef. That's to me is a corned beef hash, but you've got the other hash where it's corned beef and potato done in a frying pan there, Dave, that's you.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I've in the past for a quickie, I've done corned beef and potato in a pan, fried up with a few onions as a quickie. But this one I did as an oven bake, so we're nice and crispy. And yeah, I can't imagine that sort of corned beef stew. That'd go a little bit mushy for me, Stuart, because as soon as corned beef gets hot, it starts breaking up dramatically, doesn't it? So I wouldn't like to put any liquid with it or anything like that. Right, I'm out of here. Oh, I forgot my soy sauce goes in it as well, and some butter. Okay, cheers. G0OMK now, clear of Hubnet. 7-3, both.
Yeah, 7-3. Morning, Tony.
Don't forget corned beef shepherd's pie. That's corned beef, onions, peas, carrots, underneath mash with grated cheese on top and baked in the oven with a little bit of gravy inside. M5LLT.
Yeah, Roger. The corned beef nowadays is not a cheap item to buy nowadays. It's not as cheap.
Well,
but yeah, I know where you're coming from with the cottage pie.
It's a regular, that one, a cottage pie made from it. It's very tasty, very quick and easy. And to be honest, Aldi's own corned beef is just as nice as anybody's, so it doesn't work out too expensive. M5LLT, gotta go.
Right, well, I gotta go.
Yeah, but there's different flavours of Spam.
Barbecue
Spam, peppered Spam and all that, Dave. G4, that's the R.
I love Spam. Quite easily, just take the lid off a tin of Spam, hook it out, and then just get a knife and slice it and take slices of it and just sit and eat it on its own. No problem.
Yeah. And it's surprising if you Google recipes for Spam. How many recipes there is for Spam there, Dave Matthew?
I would imagine there'd be quite a few, Stuart. I bet you could get quite creative with a tin of Spam. Michelle just commented and said, it's good for fishing bait.
Oh, it's the food of the gods, Spam. Food of the gods, back to you.
Yeah, probably the best thing about... Well, no, I shouldn't run. I was going to say something else, actually, regarding the war, but I won't. But Spam was part of, I believe, a daily ration. I think you got Spam as part of your ration when you were during the war. Rather staff shell. Oh, I'm sorry, darling. You don't fancy Spam tonight for dinner, then, no? I'll go and look up a recipe for Spam. Yeah. All right, anyway, I'm going. Liverpool are winning 1-0, and I nearly missed the goal. 7-3, I'm off. Cheers, G0 OMK. Thank God for that, they say.
Hi, Dave. 7-3s. And don't leave it too long next time. 7-3, G5, that's here.
Cheers.
Radio check.